الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه المجيد والفرقانه المجيد وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. صلوات Today is the day of Ashura, the day the ayat of the Holy Quran وفديناه بذبح عظيم came true. Ashura, the day when 72 brave and faithful men are martyred, the day of great sacrifice, the day Islam has been saved, the day the Holy Prophet leaves the heavens, the day Imam Ali leaves heaven, the day Fatima al-Zahra leaves to cry with his, to join his, to mourn his sons Hussein ibn Ali, the day of Ashura, a very sad day. What shall we recite? Traditionally, we recite the Shahadat of Imam Hussein, but my fellow Husseini, I have neither the courage nor the heart to recite in detail the Shahadat of the Imam. Bibi Fatima is with us. She would like us to recite the last farewell of Hussein from Sakina, Zainab, and Umm Kulthum. Ashura has come to the land of Karbala. Ali Akbar gives the adhan. Everyone prays namaz. Yazid's army blasts the trumpets. For battle, the battle begins. One by one, Hussein's friends and companions go to the battlefield and give their lives for Islam. By the time of war, all the friends and companions are martyred. Owner Muhammad, Bibi Zainab's sons, went into the battle and were martyred. Qasim, Bibi Farwa's only son, went into the battlefield and never returned. Abbas could not bear the sad cries of Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash of his beloved niece Sakina. He went to get water and did not return. His arms were severed. Ali Akbar, the 18-year-old youth, went into the battlefield and was martyred with a wound upon his chest. Since dawn, Hussein has carried 72 bodies back to the camp. Hussein is thirsty, he is tired, he is heartbroken, but he keeps going. Patience is his prayer and sacrifice to Islam is his goal. All Hussein is worried about is saving Islam. By the time of Asr, Hussein was left with his baby Ali Asghar and his son Sayyid Sajideen. Ali Asghar was thirsty. Hussein took his baby son to get some water. Ali Asghar, the young soldier, did not get the water. Instead, he got an arrow upon his neck. Imam Hussein and Bibi Rubab dug a grave themselves and buried Ali Asghar. Our poor Imam inflicted with so many wounds and sufferings just in one day. So many dead in one day. Hussein is alone, he's thirsty, he's tired. He stood in the center of the camp and cried out, "My salams to you, O Zainab, O Umm Kulthum. My salams to you, O Ruqayya, O Kubra, O Sakina. My salams upon you, O Rubab, O Layla, O Umm Farwa, O Amma Fizza." Khuda Hafiz, all the ladies gathered around Hussein. They all cried and cried as they said their last farewell to Hussein. Zainab, take me to my son Zain al-Abideen. Zainab, let me say Khuda Hafiz to my son Zain Sayyid al-Sajideen. Hassan, Hussein and Zainab went to Imam Zain al-Abideen's tent. Sayyid al-Sajideen was lying unconscious on his bed. Bibi Zainab shook his shoulders and said, "O son Sajjad, your father has come to see you." Sayyid al-Sajideen opens his eyes. He sees his father, who is wearing white clothes marked with blood and spots everywhere. "My son Sajjad, I have come to say my last farewell. I am going into the battlefield." "Why you, Baba? Where is Habib ibn Madhahir?" "Qad qutil, my son. Habib has been killed." "Baba, Baba, Ain Abbas?" "My father, where is Abbas?" "Qad qutil, my son, qad qutil." "Baba, Aina Aina Ali Akbar?" "Where is Ali Akbar?" "Ali Akbar has been killed, my son." Tears poured from Imam Hussein and Zain al-Abideen's eyes as Sayyid al-Sajideen inquired about Ali Akbar. "Son Sajjad, don't ask me about anyone else. My son, everyone is dead except for you and me." Sayyid al-Sajideen tries to get up from his bed. He says, "My auntie Zainab, give me my sword. I will go to the battlefield. I will save my father's life." "No, Sajjad, no. You are too sick for jihad. Son Sajjad, your jihad is still to come." Imam Hussein al-Islam continues, "My son Sajjad, you will have a lot of work to do after my death." You will face lots of hardship and suffering, my son Sajjad. Stay on the true path. Oh Sajjad, do not be afraid to fight for the truth and justice. Sajjad, just be patient. So my son Sajjad, maintain your patience at all time. Son, Allah is with the people who remain patient. Patience, my son, patience. Hussein continues, my son Sajjad, convey my salams to all my friends, my Shias, when you reach Medina. Son Sajjad, do tell them that Hussein died for the truth and justice. Lastly, my son, tell my Shias to remember me whenever they drink water. Fi amanillah, my son, when Hussein and Bibi Zainab left the tent. Sister Zainab, my last will to you. Zainab, I am leaving you in charge of this caravan. Sister Zainab, take care of Sayyid Sajideen. My sister, I am leaving Imamat under your protection, Zainab. Oh, my sister Zainab, look after my little Sakina. She will cry a lot after my death. Tears flow from Hussein's eyes as he spoke about Hussein. Sister Zainab, be patient. My sister, be patient, fi amanullah. Now Hussein walks towards his horse. Hussein had helped everyone mount their horse, but now Hussein is all alone. There is no one to help him mount his horse. Zainab sees her brother struggling to get onto the Dulzanah. Brother Hussein, bring your horse nearer to my tent. My brother, let me help you. Zainab held the reins as Hussein mounted his horse. Dulzanah moved a few steps and stopped. Hussein gently stroked the horse's neck and said, my faithful horse, I know you are thirsty, I know you are tired. You have been helping me carry the bodies from the battlefield since dawn. My faithful horse, for the last time, take me to the battlefield. I will not bother you after that. Please let us go. With tears in his eyes, the horse turns his neck and looks down towards his neck and feet. What does Hussein see? My friends, Hussein sees that his beloved daughter Sakina is clinging onto the horse's legs. Sakina, only 6 years of age, is the answer to Hussein's prayer for a daughter. Sakina, who loved Hussein like Bibi Fatima loved Hussein. Sakina, the delight of Hussein's heart. Little Sakina is crying and saying, oh horse, do not take my father away. No, you will not bring my father back. Since dawn, everyone who has gone into the battlefield has not come back. Please do not take my father away. I will not be able to live without my father. What a scene. This is when Bibi Fatima cries the most. She knows how Hussein felt. Hussein loves Sakina. Hussein got off his horse. My darling Sakina, do not cry, my love. Did you not give me permission to go? Sakina, my daughter, go and recite dua with your auntie and your mother. Your grandfather is waiting for me. Father, I am so used to sleeping on your chest every night. Tell me, Father, how will I go to sleep without you? Father, one last request. Let me lie down upon your chest one last time. Hussein lays down on the sands of Karbala. Sakina puts her hand on her father's chest. After a few seconds, Sakina gets up and says, go, Father, fi amanillah. Hussein mounts his horse, heads to the battlefield, thirsty, wounded, and heartbroken. Hussein is not a coward. He is brave and strong. Hussein is the son of Ali. Hussein fought the battle with his greatest might. One by one, Hussein kills the best of warriors. The enemy are pushed back by the mighty Hussein. Our great Imam fought like a lion. He is the best. Imam Hussein reaches the bank of the Furat. He sees Abbas lying there. Abbas, my brother Abbas, did you see my fight? Abbas, did you see my jihad? My brother Abbas, I wish you were with me. We would have fought the battle together, my Abbas. At that moment, Jibreel appears and says, oh Hussein, Allah is pleased with your bravery. Hussein, the time has come to put your sword down. Enough, Hussein, enough. Come to us. Hussein, we are waiting for you. Hussein hears Allah's command. He puts his sword down. The enemy see Hussein put his sword down. They attack the Imam from all sides. Arrows are shot at Hussein. Hussein is attacked with swords. People who did not have arrows or swords threw stones at Hussein. Allahu Akbar, our poor Imam with 1,000 wounds, bleeding, blood gushing out of the wounds. Hussein could not stay on his horse. He fell from his horse. Yet, the way he fell, his body falls but does not touch the ground. Hussein's body rests on arrow blades. Enough. A black slave from the camp of Yazid comes to Hussein. He has a dagger in his hand. He wants to cut off the Imam's head. The Imam looks at the slave and says, "My friend, you look so much like the Prophet's companion Bilal. Have you prayed your Zuhr namaz?" The black slave throws his dagger away, screaming, "What am I doing? How can I cut off this man's head? Such a pious man, he is dying, yet he still reminds me of namaz." Shimr, the most evil of Yazid's men, walks towards Imam. He has a dagger in his hand. Imam made a request to him. "Oh Shimr, I know your intention. I beg you, give me a little time to do sajda." Hussein does the first sajda on a musalla of arrows. The second sajda, "Oh Allah, all praises to you and you alone." Hussein lifts his head and goes down to perform the second sajda. Shimr does not let the Imam raise his head from this last sajda. The earth trembles, the skies turn black. Jibreel cries, "Qad qutila al-Husayn bi Karbala. Qad qutila al-Husayn bi Karbala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Radan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amrihi."